In last week's State of the Union address, President Obama proposed something radical, that dropping out of high school no longer be allowed.
When students are not allowed to drop out, they do better. So tonight, I am proposing that every state, requires that all students stay in high school until they graduate or turn 18.
Now, when I heard President Obama make mention of that in front of the joint houses of Congress and the rest of the country, I thought, good luck with that one. Every school district has tried numerous solutions to the dropout dilemma without success. The problem prompted Russell Rumberger to write a book called Dropping Out, Why Students Drop Out of High School and What Can Be Done About It.
We're roughly about 20th in the world in high school graduation rates. So I submit that we'll never get to be number one in the world with college graduation rates without being much higher in high school graduation rates than we are now. So I think we have a long ways to go to address the goal that the president has laid out. It's a really big agenda to really make a serious dent in this problem.
Rumberger is director of the California Dropout Research Project, and he currently serves as provost in the Office of the President at the University of California. He recently talked about his theory that high schools need to promote alternatives to college, and that some people might be better served not getting a higher education at all, with Youth Radio's Robin Gee. I asked her about some of the things that lead students to drop out of school.
Just last week, I was in a middle school in Richmond, California, speaking with the counselor there, who is in charge of discipline. And he was telling me that at their school, they've adopted a policy where right at the bell, teachers lock their doors, and any student in the hallway at that time is rounded up and brought to the office and given a consequence. And, you know, warning, detention, hour and a half detention, and then it's a suspension. So in one day, if a student is tardy four times, they could be suspended from school. And a number of suspensions eventually leads to expulsion. And, you know, research shows that just from the first time you're suspended, you're more likely to drop out of school in general.
So we heard from Russell Rumberger earlier, the provost at the Office of the President of the University of California, and his research on dropouts led him to believe that schools in America need to promote alternative pathways, that there needs to be something aside from the strict academic path. Let's go ahead and hear another quote from Rumberger on this topic.
One of the things we find in dropout research is the dropouts report that, you know, nobody cared that I wasn't attending school. Nobody showed any interest in the fact that I was struggling. So I kind of became invisible and I left, and nobody even knew I was gone. So these kind of psychological variables are very, very important, and they can be promoted by many different activities. My view is anything that can get a student to walk in the door. You know, maybe a student wants to be there because he or she's very active in student government or very active on the sports team. We want to create schools where not only the student wants to be there, but there's an adult there that cares whether the student is there or not.
That's Russell Rumberger, provost in the Office of the President of the University of California. And we're speaking with Robin Gee, a reporter for Youth Radio, about dropouts. So he's talking there about finding whatever it is that strikes somebody. It's not necessarily academics. It's not necessarily the school environment, but even something social, just something that grasps them. What do you make of what he says, especially something like this coming from somebody who works in academia?
Yeah, it's kind of surprising and unexpected. By forcing all students onto a college-bound track, we're ignoring a lot of other options that can lead to gainful employment. He mentioned to us that in 2018, still a third of the jobs will not require a college degree. And so, in general, schools should be more job-focused.
That's Robin Gee. She's a reporter for Youth Radio. We're talking about the dropout dilemma in the United States. Russell Rumberger, who we're hearing clips from here, he has some thoughts on what should define success. Let's take another listen to his thoughts. He's the author of Dropping Out, Why Students Drop Out of High School and What Can Be Done About It.
We want to try to make every kid successful in something. If we define success narrowly by saying, well, how well can you do on an AP test or a math test or some other kind of academic test, and that's the only way we judge success, then the students that have the ability to work with others, the ones that can design things, the one that know how to cook or fix cars, you know, none of those skills are valued. But if we could say, God, everybody should have something they can master and demonstrate mastery of, whatever it is, then there's this notion about that students would develop a sense of competence.
That's Russell Rumberger. He just published a book called Dropping Out, Why Students Drop Out of High School and What Can Be Done About It. And we're speaking with Robin G., a reporter from Youth Radio. Do you have any other insights into the dropout dilemma?
Yeah, so before I started working at Youth Radio, I was actually a middle school teacher in San Francisco for a couple of years. And I really think that Rumberger's point about making the curriculum engaging is super important. When I was teaching, there were a core group of maybe 30 students in the school who were constantly tardy or absent or suspended or in detention or in the office almost the entire day. And so this issue of, you know, how do we reach those students and making, you know, finding an option that's really going to work for those students. And, yeah, maybe taking the emphasis off of directing everyone right to college, if that's not relevant at all to them, is a good idea.
So let's hear Rumberger himself put his words into some practicable applications.
In academic areas, you might want to teach somebody how to problem solve to, let's say, create a robot would be one example. But to actually build a robot, you have to have other kinds of skills. You have to know how to work with materials, for example. Putting the ideas and the concepts that an academic course may help teach students about, but they wouldn't actually know how to build it. So why have that separate? You know, why not have them do both so that students are actually developing practical skills, like how to work with their hands and how to actually make something?
That's Russell Rumberger. He's the author of Dropping Out, Why Students Drop Out of High School and What Can Be Done About It. He also currently serves as provost in the Office of the President at the University of California. We're speaking with Robin G. She's been working on this story for Youth Radio. So what would happen for schools that bring together the model that Rumberger's talking about, Robin?
So ideally, Rumberger envisions schools that have kind of integrated courses. So a course with maybe even two instructors, one with industry experience and one with academic experience. And so there are high schools that have tried this and experimented with this. For instance, in Stockton, California, there's an engineering and technical academy that actually partnered with trade unions. And basically, trade unions weren't seeing the kind of experience or job-ready young people that they needed to employ. And so they, you know, partnered with the school and worked on and developed a curriculum that prepared students directly to be employed by the businesses in the neighboring area.
Has there been enough time to tell whether this is impacting their dropout rate?
That's a great question. We're looking into that.